Chapter 2. Earth's Only Paradise. From Jamestown's vexed beginnings and the failure of Sagadahoc, would-be adventurers and investors had learned three things, and they took this knowledge with them into the next phase of pursuing their American ambitions. First, the best-laid plans went awry. They now understood that experiences of settlement would always contradict how those at home imagined it. There would be an eternal gap between the hypotheses about colonization and their actual proof on distant shores. The second and third new understandings flowed from the first. The case for colonies had to be made and remade, ingeniously and tirelessly, to sustain investment and political support, and the gap between imagination and reality would require a bridge of faith and courage. Only when faith and courage prevailed, along with investment, would English America flourish. The greatest difficulties were money and authority, and here the crown was little help. Burdened with debt, his finances eroded by inflation, James I had few options. He would have to sell more royal land, or he would have to surrender his ancient rights over feudal estates and the income from those estates in return for an annual grant issued by Parliament. The former he could stomach, but the latter compromised his supremacy. He was also settling the Irish province of Ulster with Scottish and English families, another imperial project dependent on private investment and threatened by native insurrection. Nevertheless, the king remained committed to the American colony that bore his name. So he commissioned Sir Thomas Gates, a soldier knighted in the war with Spain, to save it. Once the Virginia Company had scraped together the funds and migrants to get started, Gates would be sent as deputy governor. His superior, Thomas West, Lord Delaware, would follow when finances allowed. The king issued a new charter extending the company's liberties and giving...